everybody, and welcome to the Feel Better Podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tumineri, and with me today is Angel Carrillo from Southside Inc. in South Etobicoke. Angel, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem, man. It's good to meet you, and I'm happy that you're here to talk about what you do, and more importantly, how you make people feel better. So can you give us a little bit of a lowdown on what you got into, how you got into the tattoo industry, what inspired you to get into that?
Well, I mean, I got into the industry because I honestly was very artistic growing up, right? So I thought, okay, you know what? At first, I didn't want to because I don't have the patience, and the stuff at the time wasn't really reaching out to me the way it did as it does now. Mm-hmm. And what got my attention was how challenging it was to learn how to use a coil machine or a rotary machine and, you know, disassembling and the discipline behind it. So that became very attractive to me. And also like how people took pain. Because you think of tattoos and you're, at the time I was like, well, how bad can it be, right? Until you get it and where you get it and why you're getting it, right? So all these things started appealing to me and of interest, and I would hear stories and I go, oh, it's kind of like a healing thing for some people. And my mentor at the time I was seeing how he would deal with certain clients, and that got my interest. So then I was like, I want to learn this and go into depth with it. So that's how probably my journey started in that direction.
Right. And if I understand it correctly, you don't just like become a tattoo artist because you say you want to. Like there's a bit of
back then
having
it was
to pay your dues and a lot of learning. And
well, back then you had to pay your dues, right? Yeah. You had to do your apprenticeship, and the apprenticeship was pretty it's a discipline you to learn, not only learn customer service but also how to maintain a sterile shop,
right?
You have to learn booking and marketing, and it was very different because social media wasn't as impactful as it is now.
Yeah.
And also, again, the way those guys were teaching is very traditional because it was a lifestyle. It wasn't so much for trend as it's more for like a certain group of people who were rebellious and how they dealt with society at the time. Because remember, maybe 15 years ago, 20, you couldn't go to work with a neck tattoo and get away with it.
This is a very good point.
Right? Yeah. So it was very different back then, and some were accepted, of course, but just the way that we were taught, it was much more different. It was more old school, strict rules. You pay your dues mentality. And that's if you got an apprenticeship, because your book had to also speak how what can you do? Because there was no iPads.
Right.
There was no Pinterest.
So you literally had a book.
You had to know the styles and then practice those styles, whether it's calligraphy, it didn't matter. You have to be very diverse in what you're delivering to your clients.
Yeah.
So, and it was, I loved it more, I think, back then, because you were much more disciplined. And at the same time, you also had more foot traffic. Where everything now is all booking and, you know, there's just more, people walked more, I think. There was more interaction between a shop and clientele versus now they just go online and click book and then they, you know what I mean? It's very different.
And that's interesting because that's kind of similar to what we're doing here with the podcast. So mm-hmm. you're here in person and we can have a cool conversation,
yeah.
right? Similar to if somebody just walks into your shop and starts talking, is interested in the tattoo. Very different than if they found you on social, went to your website, poked around, maybe sent an email.
Correct.
You know, then booked online. Like you kind of want to know the people you're going to tattoo, I assume.
Yeah, no,
a little
for sure.
bit, and maybe understand a little bit about what's behind the tattoo and the inspiration for it.
Well, yeah.
Do you find that's important?
It's very important because it closes, when people ask me a question via, let's say a DM or a message or a text or whatever, or even a call, and they're asking about how much something will cost on to put on them or whatever, we give them a starting price. But it's also it's kind of like you're not really crossing the bridge of interactivity, because I like to meet my clients. So then if it's their first one, it diffuses the oh, I'm so nervous. No, don't worry, it's me, man, relax, I got you. It'll be fine, it'll be a smooth ride. So that personable interaction is so important, because you educate as well. This is why it works, this is why it won't work. Whatever design you have planned that I have to now custom to your to wherever you're putting this image in, right? So it's important for me to see who this person is. How tall are they? How are they big? Are they thin? Are they small? Whatever. Do they have scarring? So all these things I have to work around, but it's good when it's one-on-one versus, just book in and, you know, we'll do a consultation on the phone. It just doesn't work the same way.
Yeah, and getting a tattoo is a very personal experience. And I venture to say that a lot of people get tattoos for therapeutic reasons. What's been your experience in that?
Man, I've met so many different clients throughout my years that it's therapeutic reasons. Some people, you know, mourn losses, a lot of losses, whether it's people who have lost children to parents, loved ones. It could be moving on, where you leave something that was something behind, right? We've dealt with people who've been a victim of trafficking, people who trying to change their ways. Maybe they started believing in a certain ideology and they kind of found an awakening to themselves, and they just wanted to alter that, who they once were to who they're becoming. And we talk with every type of individual and their own path and their own journey, that it's very spiritual for us. Maybe to them it's something that it allows them to feel like, okay, I'm still a good person, or I can get through this, you know. And it's to them it's very therapeutic because it allows them to leave an old life or remember an old something that's traumatic to them behind, I think. I mean, then obviously there's the, oh, I just want to get this because this reminds me of my childhood character, hero, or whatever it is. And it engages that, kind of like that barbershop mentality. You know, when you go in a barbershop, you talk to your barber about anything. How's your day? Blah, blah, blah. So it's not just a client in a studio. It also becomes like, you become a friend with these people. Like, I've seen a lot of my clients have kids and, you know what I mean? And they'll tell me their stories and they keep that interaction. So it becomes more than just clientele, right? So, and that's what I love about it, because you meet, again, everybody in all spectrums of life. And it's very important for us to keep that door open, because I never wanted our studio just to be about, sure, it's important to make your money, but at the end of the day, it's more than that for us, at least for what we do. And it just can't be something, you know, that's just hip and popular. I mean, I get it. You're young, you don't have too much problems. But you get older, you kind of start realizing, oh, this is reality. The reality check is what makes things real. So we try to provide that journey for them.
I love it. That's really great. Yeah, yeah. And to be a part of that that transition from old to new must be pretty special.
It is, because it's a challenge these days. Because as everybody knows, like, I mean, for my generation at least, we have to now deal with, you know, stuff like TikTok and all these different platforms that people utilize to market themselves, again, to reach out to the masses, right? And it's all great because it's such a new school way of thinking to take business in a certain direction. But everybody has his moments, and we try to keep up with what makes sense to us, what we are good at. Not knocking nobody's style or anything in that way. I think everybody had their time, right? So it's easier to say young people have, I think they have it easy sometimes, because, you know, they're consistently in a young environment where you market all the time. Hey man, I like your tattoo. Oh, yeah, I tattoo. Problem is, a lot of this stuff that these days are self-taught, because the machine also changed. It's no longer the old school tattoo machine where you have to tune it up. I always compare it to the pens, like the Tesla car.
Okay.
You know, you press a button, it does it for you.
Right, you don't need to know how to drive anymore, right?
It's not a manual, right?
Yeah.
So before, you had to break down the machine, tune up the machine, you know, set up, make sure everything would happen. You have to be ready for that. Versus the pen, you know? And I mean, yeah, man, things have to change. And as an old habit, we have to change as well. We have to grow with the times and be flexible to that and coexist among the masses who are also, they're very creative. I'm not saying taking anything away from them. There are a lot of great tattoo artists in the city. And yeah, so we have to share that space, and that stage is the performance of what you do when you have a client in. How do you treat this client? How do you keep this client engaged to you? Not as a client, but as a friend eventually, because you want them to remember that moment, that experience. And I think that is more important to me than just, oh, you know, here's, give me $6,000 or $4,000 for a, you know, a sleeve, for instance, right? Like, there's no need for that. Like, relax, you know, like, I'm good with just giving a small, you know, patches and building that, because every little patch is a different story.
Right.
What happened there? Yeah. Oh, okay, where are we getting this? Okay, you know, whether it's something fun or whether it's something, a tale to tell, that's the story, that's the journey. That's what makes tattoos so beautiful these days, to me, at least for me at this stage in my life. And that's really all there's left, right? It's leaving that imprint at that point in time. So that's important.
That's pretty neat. So you get to help people tell their life stories.
Yeah, of course. Or whatever.
By putting art on their
whatever minds. They're going through, man. Like, yeah. You know, like some people might just do it for the excitement of just getting a tattoo.
Sure. You know? Yeah, there's lots of different motivations.
Or romance, right? Because some people will get, you know, your ex's name, which I still don't agree. Trust me, I don't agree. But but we all done our little share of why we get things done at that point in time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether it turns out good or bad in one's life, because you're able to cover up, right? You can cover it up. Oh, I want to go over this name, for instance. Okay, what happened? Engages a story. Okay, man, you know, whatever. I told you not to do it,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. And now we're laughing about it because now we're covering it up with whatever.
Right.
Right? And, you know, things like this do happen. And it makes them feel good, man. And I think that's the end of the day, is you want your clients to always feel good, you know, and that's important.
Yeah.
You know?
No, so. I love it. And that's a perfect segue into what we're doing with the Feel Better podcast,
yeah.
Right? Like, people are sitting down with you for hours at a time. What are you going to do, not talk? Like,
oh,
you
exactly.
Talk. You got to talk.
I mean, man. Like, if
they get deep into things with you, and I would imagine they probably confide in you and tell you things that they wouldn't tell somebody else.
You would be amazing who have shaken hands with,
right? You must have some pretty good stories.
Yeah, man. And hey, man, I'm not God and not here to judge anybody. And I mean, I made mistakes in my life, a lot in my life, but you know, you just meet and shake hands with so many different people with so many backgrounds and who face their own path and their own challenges in life, that it humbles you, man. Like, it really does. And just tries to make you a better person to hopefully be a bridge to help them feel better at the end of the tattoo session. And whether it takes a month or whether it takes a week, whether it takes a couple of hours, it doesn't matter, as long as you complete it. And that interaction between artist and client, you build a rapport.
Yeah, it's pretty special. It's like unlike anything else.
Right, yeah. So.
Very cool, man. Yeah, well, man. I'm so glad you came to join us. So for those people who are watching and listening, mm-hmm. What's the best way for them to find you?
Well, you can follow us on Instagram at scs.to, or you can check out the shop, which is at 3348 Lakeshore Boulevard West in South Etobicoke off Long Branch. That's where we are.
Right on. Well, thanks, Angel, for joining us. And thank you for catching the latest episode of the Feel Better podcast, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Thank you. Peace. All right, man. Thank you.